Hi guys, my name is Chinasa Kasmir and this is another episode. In this episode, I had Felix Chukwuamaka Uzo, my friend and brother. So Felix came into Uyo for a short break, a vacation, which one is the correct one? Do you even take vacations at all? I mean, I don't think I ideally do, but sometimes I do. Whenever I go to Abuja, it's like vacation mode for me. So Felix came to Uyo for a vacation and we met up and we decided to record an episode together. I had no idea Felix was coming until I think the day he was coming. So it wasn't like something that I was going to plan. Like properly, I always wished I had an episode with Felix, but this happened. Felix is that guy that you want around you. He is the right energy for your events. He's the right energy for your parties. He's the right energy for inspiration. And we've been friends for like 4 to 5 years. This year should make it 5 years. And I met him at one point in my life in 2017 and I had not seen him again till this year. I legit ran to hug Felix when I saw him at the mall. I was telling myself, oh no, you can't control yourself. But when I saw him, I just ran because I was like, oh my God, this is someone that I have not seen. I was even going to, you know that thing that you've not seen a friend and you get to video the moment? I was going to do that, but just looking at him from afar, I was like, yes, come to me. It was just so beautiful though, really and truly. We shed light on what we expect when we move to a new city, go to a new city. Felix is in love with Uyo Akwa Ibom. I don't know if I'm in love with Uyo Akwa Ibom, but this is one episode that even reveals a little part of my life. I spoke a little bit about personal and deep issues. And if you like to gossip, if you like to know about my life, this is the episode that you'll get a little tea about, a few things. Are you a risk taker? Because I am, and I think Felix is too. If you are someone that is firm, well, meet Felix. He describes himself as a firm person. This is the scribe and get into it. You should share this episode with a friend, tell someone to listen and put it on your speaker. When you are done listening, leave me a tweet on Describe Podcast. Follow Felix and I love you because you're going to love this episode. Bye guys. So this feels so weird, Felix, because myself and you, we've never been in this situation whereby we're sitting with a mic. It's like, what are we going to do? What are we going to talk about? Yes, we always talk about random stuff without planning. Yes, and without a mic, it's like, this is somewhat filtered. So you guys, I am at our favorite spot. It's no longer my favorite spot, the park. And today feels very different because I don't know if you can hear this background music. Can I hear it? Oh boy, it's crazy. It's so crazy today. I'm like, wow, this guy's awake. But by the way, my name is Chinasa and I am your host on Describe. And I have my friend here. Mm-hmm. It's crazy because I think it's 5 years now, right?
2017.
Yes, 2017. 2022. Yeah. That's
4 years. So four. This is the fifth year.
This is the fifth year.
So like 4 years and like 5 months.
Yeah. So I met Felix. Felix, say hi.
Hi.
Yes, yeah, hi. I met Felix in Ilorin in 2017. One thing I feel like I would boast about myself is I'm a traveler. Shout out to my parents because like they just send us to different. Yes, like okay, go to this place we want to go to. It's like I'm free and I can't wait to travel to the rest of the states in Nigeria before I leave. Even before I leave, Sha. However, back to what I was saying. So I met Felix in 2017 and I didn't even know I was going to leave him. You know how it's like, oh, you know that you're not going to see this person again, so you prepare your mind.
It was just, oh, let's go on a break, yeah, and supposedly yes, come back.
Break, that break.
And I never saw him again
until
yesterday. The last time I saw Felix, I don't know, he looks different, but...
Why?
Like, you were not this buff, but that time you were buff.
Yes, yes.
You understand?
Yes,
so, yes. The way you are buff like this now, that's almost the same way you looked in my eye. It's just that it's a different year, you are now fresher, you have cheeks now, you are laughing, you are not thinking about Nigerian education system. It's just totally, totally different. So
I'm actually writing now about the election and Southeast involvement.
Oh my God, you guys. I was going to give people a disclaimer that Felix would try to redirect our conversation to Nigeria. But, okay, so I would give you... I don't know if I'll do this now afterwards. But however, Felix is my guy. I like to call him Chuka Amaka because, I mean, how many guys you know are named Chuka Amaka? I have missed Felix for a long while. He came to Uyo, Akwa Ibom, Nigeria, where I live. And I said to myself, it would be nice to record a podcast with Felix. And here I am, I get to record something. And I want Felix to just introduce himself. And
My name is Muzo Felix Chukwu Amaka. Grew up in Lagos, quite a traveler. I've gone to 15 states. So it's not really a new thing to travel.
Mm.
Yeah,
nah.
I'm from so it's a new thing to actually speak to the mic about myself because I've not really done it. So
I think that's fine. I think that's one thing you should consider doing. So brief story, you guys. This is going to be a lot of past, future, present type of thing. This conversation. When Felix has a friend here, I don't know if she's listening. Do you want to see anything? Hello, I don't know if you guys heard each other. So you came with someone. In the past, 2017, Felix was the person that encouraged me to writing. Funny thing. I don't know if I'll say funny thing, but truth. You know how they say word.
Word.
Yeah. It was Felix. I used to write. Come on, I used to write since, I'm sure you don't know that part, but I used to write like way back.
But you keep it.
Yes, I wasn't like, it wasn't an art for me. Then I met Felix and I met Mr. K. Can't remember Mr. K.
Why would I remember Mr. K Jumpers?
Mr. K was he was the man. That man would
so
know
how to
let
write. Let me state something. I used to write, you know, just haphazard before 2017. I just, you know, scribble one or two things down, but I knew I could write because, you know, I was trained to speak more of English than, you know, any other language. So when I saw Priscilla, when I was on my iPad, I was just looking at her and then somebody said, write, you get? And I wrote my very first articulated standard poem, you know.
You still have it?
Yeah, I still have it.
Oh, God. Oh, my gosh. I remember sending one of those poems to my boyfriend. I'll be somebody. The person say, this person that is writing this thing about you. Are you sure the person? I say, it's nothing. I promise you. That was one thing. That like brought me and Felix close. Funny thing is, we all maintained that our friendship would have been like a community of writers now, because we would legit write something and everybody would interpret.
Yes.
It's like, okay, this is what this person is trying to say. This is what this person is trying to say.
We used to look at poems of about 20 chapters.
Yeah, it was really fun.
And dissect.
That helped me see art in a different form. My own type of art is writing. So that helped me see it in a different form. And thanks to Felix and thanks to Lauren and everybody. I really wish I finished that program with them. So it's been 5 years and Felix is in Uyo. Now I am making this episode. I hope to make it about Felix, but I just go straight to the point. I don't know what the title would be for now, but I just go straight to the point. When you come to a new city, what do you expect? Like when you go to a new city, like you're not going to stay for long. Like when you're coming to Uyo, what were you expecting? Because let's hear, Sha, what were you expecting?
What did you hear from the past?
Then you're like, okay, let me, this city is just like a stone throw from my city. let me come and see what it is. So what were you expecting? What did you know and what were you expecting?
So because I've been to Calabar before, a lot of times, and then I've been to you about 2-3 times, but I've not really been to you to chill. I've mostly been to you to see someone, a wedding, breeze out. So that's really not been about to have
to
a vacation.
Stay, yeah.
But now, you know, I came here for, you know, to have a vacation due to, so I'm the co-chair of my class, so I get really stressed, you know, sometimes. So I started to like do this for myself, for my mental health. Now when I come to a place, like when I want to have this vacation, when I wanted to have a vacation, what I wanted was somewhere that I could move to without hassle, you know, where there's no hassle and bustle of Lagos. Because coming from Lagos, you are trained, you are just wired to go through stress. So, you know, growing up, I've seen that there are places you could go to
and have peace and comfort.
Peace and comfort. You know, that's just it. So I said, no, I've heard so much from people about you. Let me, you know, let me check it. And since yesterday, it's been beautiful because it's been everything. First things first. I don't know how to say this, but successive governments need to realize that they need to take landscape, you know, very, very important.
I told you guys. I told you. continue.
So the road network is beautiful. You know, the greenery is just amazing. The air is fresh.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Sometimes I feel the air is choking in the same way.
I know for sure that I've become healthier since I came here yesterday.
Wow, guys.
No, I'm serious. Because normally, before I came here, I felt a little bit sick.
Okay.
And even though it's because of the journey, you know, the sickness have almost, it's trying to come back. Because of how fresh the environment is, it has not brought me down yet. So I would say, whenever I'm going to a new place, what I expect is greenery, you get. I expect good road network. I expect no hassle. You know,
so that seems like fun. Any other thing?
I expect good meals, because I don't intend to come like to go to a vacation and cook. Yeah,
oh,
so
okay.
I need good meals.
So do you cook every time in Abia?
I basically cook every day, and any day I don't cook, two things: I don't have gas, I'm too tired from, you know, school runs. And
Felix has always been that. You know how they say husband material. You know how they will say wife material, but now you now substitute and say no, husband material. Felix has always been that guy. It feels like I can even taste the egusi, the awesome egusi that you cooked one time, and even jollof rice. However, he's the one that taught me one. You know that, oh boy, I'm too tired to cook, but I must eat.
Yeah.
Like, pour everything inside the food at once. Like, you just, and the food just gets cooked up. I remember Felix doing that one time. And we ate the food, was sweet, guy. I see, Hilary was chill. So, I'm desisting the act of asking you about Nigeria, and I would not, because Felix has a lot of takes.
I don't think I would want us to do this now, maybe later.
Yes. So, what's the next thing I want to ask? Do you want to ask me anything first, as I'm trying to bring my thoughts together?
Let me ask you, since you've been in New York for about 2 years now, how, you know, what's your take on you, and then rate it 1 to 10?
My take, you know, it's very broad. I feel like I like Uyo to an extent. I like it because nobody knows me.
Okay.
I can move around the street and do whatever the fuck I want to do. I can do whatever the fuck I want to do in this state. And
I felt like that.
There's no mommy or daddy that I'm looking out for. There's no uncle, auntie that I'm like. I don't do any like wild shit though. Even anything wild I'm doing, I guess my father or my mother has a loop of it. I mean, I'm not that wild, but I try my best to be okay.
You're okay.
Yeah. So you understand. So I just feel like that freedom. I've always been a freedom seeker to an extent. So I just have that freedom. It just makes me happy. Sometimes I get overwhelmed at home by Chinasa, this, I'm like, oh God, can I just skip? Can we skip to the good parts? So Uyo gives me that solace. Okay. So that's what I love the most. Then I like the fact that they have this pack. This pack makes me happy.
This pack, I got here with a charter keke for 500 naira.
Mm-hmm.
In Abia, you can't get that price.
And do you know what funny thing? You know what funny thing, Felix? Uh-huh. If I wanted to beat the price of that keke down, I would have.
Yeah.
It's just that, you know, it would be absurd when, I mean, it's just 500 and I'm telling you that, oh, you could go lower. So I'm like, yeah. Oh, fine, it's true, just enjoy yourself.
Nah,
so
it was so cheap for me.
Yeah, so now if you say, what do I enjoy? I think, I don't know if I have a lot of friends, really, but I like Uyo because it's just calm, Sha. Uyo is calm. It's not, one time in Kaduna, I left Kaduna to Abuja because I wanted to sleep well at night. Wow. I did not want to have that thought of, oh my God, you're going to kidnap somebody. Or, oh my God, they are shooting. Or, oh my God, this. Do you know my mother legit, one time I went back home, she legit dropped like leggings for me. And she was like, Chinasa, wear these leggings. I'm like, oh no, I don't wear it. She said, this leggings is here in case anything happens, you can wear it in the night and run. I'm not even joking.
Wow.
Yes.
Is that how the security is like?
Yes, that's how bad it is. You know how you say in some places, even in our side, like where we live, we are scared because anything can happen. So having that peace of mind for myself is okay. It's a little bit selfish because, I mean, my father, my mother, and everybody I love is out there. They're out there in the open. Yes, and I just keep praying. Yeah. Then, you know how I like the solace? Mm-hmm. At the same time, I do not like the solace.
Why?
Because sometimes you want that homely food. You want to eat at home.
I think that's laziness. Cause,
no.
Because actually, so for me, I actually get meals as much as I want to. Like, I'll cook some varieties of soup. You know.
Do you have fridge?
No. No, even with fridge, I don't. So, I have a very bad character. I cannot eat meals that has gone 2 days.
Husband material, you guys. My head is paining me. Husband material 101.
Yeah, so
you cook fresh soups for. You go choke.
once my soups pass, you know, the next day night, I'm done.
Okay,
I'm done.
That's fair for you. But for me now, I just started cooking soup. Like, since I came to Uyo, I've cooked soup just twice for 2 years that I've been with you. I know you'll not believe it. If not because I tried to break the jinx, it would have still been that way. Yes. And I started cooking soup in May. As in this month's May.
I've cooked three soups. I've cooked soups three times.
Mm.
I've cooked soup three times this month.
Mm. I can't relate though. So it just couples with, like, was it that yesterday when you called me, I wanted to eat salad and rice. So I said, okay, let me buy. Then I just saw the fact of how I used to eat salad at home. I now told them to put 200 naira salad for meal and 200 naira rice. Felix, oh God. I was asking myself, why?
Why?
Why did I have to do this? Why didn't I just buy like the normal food I used to buy and just move? What was I expecting? Did I even think
what,
that
why it do you want extra?
Because I actually eat so, like, it's funny. Maybe I should be practicing it here with you. But when I'm at home, I eat a whole lot of salad. Like, I always eat salad. Like, I'm always eating salad. And it's always cold. So that thing just stuck in my head yesterday. You always eat salad. Oh, you're going to find salad now. Hey God,
bad,
story,
bad.
But that's just basically it. But I like Uyo. I like the serenity. I like the calm, and I like the people. I think I do to an extent.
Let me state something. I went to Ebonyi sometime last month, and I stopped at the park. I wanted to take keke to where I was supposed to go to, and this guy charged me and the rest of the people I was with, I think 600 naira per person.
Oh my gosh.
So I got mad. Like, I know I've been in Ebonyi before. Why should you charge
600?
Yeah. So
per person.
I called someone there, how much do they take from here?
Uh-huh.
And said drop 700. So if we pay 700, everybody should enter the drop and we move. Then one person 200, 150. I got really mad.
It's so crazy. It's
so
like,
I went straight up, why should you have this kind of habit? But here in Uyo, Even though somebody tried to do that today,
yeah.
I understood why.
Like, yeah, the Uyo's transportation when I came was cheap. Right now, it's a little bit, it's not expensive, oh, but like here. Because I've been here and I've enjoyed the cheap lifestyle, it's now expensive.
Yes, no, it's cheap, so we'll not deceive people. Affordable.
It's quite affordable. Do you understand? It's very, very affordable. In other places in Nigeria, you can never ever get it. Not anymore. Like, the nuts used to be very cheap. Castrating the nuts is very cheap. I think, but not anymore.
No, wait, I think Ilori and Oyo, like Ibadan, is still quite affordable when it comes to transport.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was there last year. So, not Ilorin. I still have people in Ilorin. My younger brother went to Ilorin about early this year. So, he still confirmed it. In fact, he was very, very... Why? Do you
see like... I heard Lagos transport is so expensive.
No, it's stupid. It's stupid. But Ilorin or your... I think, you know... Some states, you know, I understand. Because I think it's the higher the level of the states, the more they want to increase their transportation, you know. But I think Uyo has not done that.
No, they have. It's just that you can't tell because it's cheap. Sorry, it's not affordable. It's cheap. It's not affordable. It's cheap. Okay. You can't tell because it's cheap. If I tell you the distance they used to take before from one long place on that place, it'll take 15 naira. You yourself, you basically said that.
How to make gain?
Oh boy, I know cheating. But that's how it was when I came.
Too, yeah.
So now it's now affordable. It's getting to other state standard. So Felix, do you feel like change is something that you are used to?
Yeah, I'm a very adaptive person. Very, very adaptive. Like, so I could get to a new place and then you would not know I'm new there. Because, you know, people are very, very rigid when it comes to going out. You know, like...
Mm.
Enjoying a new place or getting to know a new place. So for me, that's really not been a problem. So my first travel was 2013.
Mm-hmm.
Was my first ever travel alone, not first travel. Mm. I mean first travel alone. And when I got to where I got to, I
felt... Where did you travel to?
Port Harcourt.
Okay.
From Lagos. I went there to write JAMB.
Okay.
So...
Oh gosh, that time.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So I went to a place called Degema.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so... I felt so insecure. Do you get? I felt like, you know, I'm not comfortable here, this is not my place. But then after that, I had this feeling that, and it made me fail that exam. Yes, it made me fail that exam. And I never want to feel that type of way again.
Yeah.
So what I did, or what I started doing was, whenever I get to a new place, I won't let it seem like I'm just here. I always hear stories about, like someone in Port Harcourt is what they call it, because it's a place they call Garrison, where they like bad guys. And they always like, no near Garrison and stuff. And even though I know that's possible, I get this mentality that I'm coming from a place like Lagos, Oshodi, Munshi, you know, I don't need to get scared of Garrison.
I mean, if you grew up in Lagos, there should not even be any place in this Nigeria that should scare you.
Exactly.
I swear.
So that's the mindset I take when I go to places. You know, I'm very adaptive. When I get to Enugu, Ebonyi, I just get into those places and just chill. I watch. So the person I do is, as I'm going, I watch the people I'm in the bus with, I'm in the vehicle with. So those people help me to understand
the culture, how people behave.
Exactly. Yeah. So I first look at how those people in the vehicle, when I get there, how the park guys relate to me. Yeah, if they're, I know, I'm in for.
Yeah, yeah, you know town. That. Yeah, even.
Yes. Then if I get, Mafananka, you go, I just know. Okay,
they are trying to be nice.
Yes, so it's kind of cool town. Exactly. And when I leave the park, the first things I do is look at the places close to the park. What this does is it helps you know how developed that place is.
Oh, okay. New one, guys.
Yes, it helps you know, because let's say for example when you stop in Abuja, they stop you at Jabi. Somewhere at Jabi. And going into Jabi, you see this buildings, this bridge and everything.
Yes.
Good
yes,
road.
Yes.
You get
yes,
so you just yes. definitely know that
okay, this
going into this place, I'll see
yeah,
good
you
roads,
see more of this.
I'll see
things.
More of this, you get.
Yeah.
But now, imagine going to somewhere like Malete in Kwara. You just know that this place is very, very local. You go, you drop somewhere like
no way, I'm taking that box.
yeah, you get.
So I get you. That's what happened to me. I don't know if my staff saw it. When you got to Ilorin, not the main town, no.
Yeah.
As we start coming in, I don't even know what village that was. And we all look at where the place looks terrible. I was asking myself, God, where did I leave my father's house to? Where is this place?
So that's just it. Yeah. So this, I'm already used to this, and so reflect. I just react. You get. I'm no longer. I'm now more of a proactive person when I get into a town. So it's easy for me to adapt rather than a reactive. I just know I should expect this. I should not expect this. And when I'm there, I don't give this vibe that I'm new.
Yeah.
I don't just see a vehicle and start asking, please, do you know this place? And I say, I'll tell you, I'm going to.
Yeah. How do I get there?
No, I don't say how do I get there. No. I just see a career and say drop. He say yes. He say where? I was tell the guy the name of the place.
Smart guy.
Yes. So before you play a quick one on me, you know, by increasing the transport fare, you don't know when, you know, you two, you just tell me the price that you always tell every other person. And then me, I'll now with him and say, no be 800. So he say you tell me 1,000. Say, the person tells me 800 now. And then you say, no, guy, okay, me will do I'm 900. So
yeah,
yes.
It's just, I feel like you have people skills. It's like you understand how to even talk to people at the same time, because it matters too.
Okay.
Because if you just, some people, no matter how smart they are, they might not be able to strike that conversation. But you know how to make, most likely read people's body language and everything. I think that's something that you all should learn. I don't know if I have it, but you all listening should learn. So Felix, if I ask you to describe yourself,
okay,
how do you describe yourself?
First, I'm firm. First, I'm somebody who sticks too much to principles. Yet, and I'm a family person.
I can't remember yesterday when I asked you, when did you become so uptight?
You know, okay. See, okay, I will return back to that, but yes, I'm firm. You know, I stay so much to principles. I'm a family person. Once I take you as family, be it a friend, you know, be it a colleague, you know. Yeah, I stick so much to that.
Felix is the type of friend you want to have, guys. Trust me on that.
And then, what again? I think I'm too goal-driven. So, if I say I need to do this thing, I'm going to push myself into the ground just to make sure that I actually, you know, get that. And then, I want to say something. I'm so lazy. Now, for somebody who is so goal-driven, I am so lazy. The day I decide that I don't want to do anything, if you like, let my roof be on fire.
Let my roof be on fire. I got your roof will not be on fire.
No,
just
I'm just telling you the irony of, you know, the thing. I'm just going to be there and I'll be acting nonchalant, because at that point in time, I just want to be calm. Because, you know, that moment when, because being a hard worker, sometimes you just... A hard worker is always selfless, and the opposite of selflessness is selfishness. And now you have to get to a point where you say, no, I need to do this for me, I need to be me, I need to stay back for me.
Yeah.
So at that point in time, you need to make sure you maintain that cool, because if you don't do that, you're going to lose yourself trying to please other people. Let me state this. There is an album, you know, by MI, you know, Young Denzel, and there's a track on that album, I can't really remember, but please, guys, listen to that album. He said that he was speaking with his therapist, and he said, and they, in the conversation, it was like, he has now become an object where people now see you as that object. You need to be some certain type of way, react in a certain type of way. You should not now do things like a human being. You get? So people end up losing themselves
because they are being the object.
Yes. No longer themselves. So this is something, growing up, you know, I've tried to stop. You get? Because I've always been the object. You need to behave this way. You need to, you know, and that's why being uptight, like you said, is something I can no longer really control. I can only navigate through it wisely. I can no longer control how uptight I get, because almost everything gives me, if somebody dresses very funny, I'm like, why this way? If somebody speaks abnormally out, I'm like, can you just be? If the government official should have done this, you know, project and didn't do it, I'll be like, just look at this. you know, if a keke guy increase money from 500 to 1,000, I'll be like, you're the one spoiling Nigeria, so.
I can't tell you that that's what Felix is definitely saying. Felix is that kind of guy. Felix is the kind of guy that you should not have a conversational argument with, because you go tire. Your body go pay you. It's like, bros, I don't hear. I know.
Just
I
let
know,
me be.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah, so that's just me. Yeah. Okay. And yes, I could be happy too. I could be very happy.
Yeah, I think Felix is a very, very happy guy. He's so playful. He is the best person. I don't know why, but trust me when I say the best person to have an interaction with. And I just want to, I feel like I want to describe a type of ideal place for you if I'm going to a new city. Okay. So if I'm going to somewhere like maybe Lagos or Abuja.
Okay, use Abuja.
Yes. I want to, let's say I'm going for a vacation. Okay. Ideally, I want to go there and chill, obviously, but I would want to go for see something like about their culture. Okay. If let's say there is a thing that Abuja people are known for, I don't know, whatever it is, even if it's a food, I want to go there and like sap into the full experience. Oh, I've heard of this, is what these people do. Oh yeah, let me go and see it for myself. Yeah. I feel like that's one thing I'd want to do. If I have the opportunity of maybe having a karaoke in a nice place, also, yeah. I would also want to do that.
I've never done karaoke.
I have karaoke sessions with myself.
I've never done karaoke.
I went for a house party one time and it was karaoke. It was so funny.
That's my bucket list. No, I'm there now. Karaoke day, one day.
Yes. So karaoke, of course, go to a very nice restaurant. Then I think going to see art to be very okay. Then I mean, if the place has a nice park.
Just like this one.
Yes, yeah. I think I would really
can
love that.
We were in a park by this time, you know.
Yeah, and
so this is 7:36, and it's so peaceful.
Yeah, do you know
well
that?
Lit.
Mm-hmm. I've come to this park. I don't know if I should say this out loud, but I've come to this park like 7 to 8, and I left here like 9 o'clock, and I didn't call anybody's father, anybody's son. Wow. I came here alone. I left here alone. No, I am that kind of. No, I mean, Nigerian men will not let you rest. No, that one, it's not possible. But I'm the kind of person that takes those type of risks. My mother will never listen to this, so it's fine. But I take those kind of risks, like move out and do stuff. When I move, I just want to chill. I just want to be on my own. I can just come here. Just like I cannot come in the middle of the night.
So, what's the biggest risk you have ever taken as a person?
A lot too.
No, you know, they'll be risk.
I so, move. So, okay, let me just tell
top
you.
Three. Let me say top three.
I move a lot at night. That's one. That's number one.
We share
risk.
That. We share that.
I move a like that. It's so crazy. I'm supposed to be scared for myself because of how I move in the night. Oh my God, you guys! I move a lot. At night.
Why does it seem very comfortable to move at night?
Do you know what funny thing? I wish the nights like. The night time could be as the day. Like I wish we could substitute it, because night is actually more calm than the daytime. The daytime has sun in your eyes, and I'm a bright person. I like, if I'm in a room, I don't want the whole room to be dark. Yeah. I like to see light. Fluorescent lights, but I actually prefer night time. I can't wait to have a car, because I know that Jesus Christ, I will move a lot at night. Maybe I'll outgrow this phase, but it's something I enjoy doing. I would not, right?
I started my way early.
It's something like I don't mind this. I like that night breeze and everything. Bro, stick me out in the night. I want to be out at night.
Yeah.
It's thrilling for me. I swear, I should even record the podcast with it.
For night, yeah.
It's really thrilling. So that's one. The second thing, it's still moving out late at night, but let me think. Second thing, going to another city during COVID. I refuse to talk about how long I was there, but just that.
I could not imagine myself
doing that. Don't worry, it's just a lot. But just know that I moved from one city to another city during COVID. Then the last one, risk I have taken. Boy, me, I'm a risk taker. Let me see. Oh boy, I've been. I don't know if it's ideal to say, but I just I don't fear people. I fear people, but I don't fear. Trust
me.
Like,
it's not like you should be scared of this person. You are just you respect, but you don't fear people.
Yes. Yeah. Good evening. So I don't like fear. Like, you know how people will be scared of bad guys now, yeah. Cultists, all those type of things. Felix, I kid you not. I'm not scared of anybody.
But that's also because of your area, because of Uyo.
It's not Uyo. That's not the funny thing. Like, I mean, somebody can come and beat me up and I might even get that pain and everything. But there's just this type of fear. I don't fear human beings like that. I think it's almost a scary thing. I know that people are bad. I don't know if it's because I know people are bad.
So you've come to the realization people are bad, so why should I fear?
Okay, before I came to realization that people were bad, I was just this arrogantly ignorant child that was not scared of human beings.
So wait, let me state something. You know, because most of the people that I've seen when I get into schools are younger than I am. So when I see people, the first thing I do is I assess them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so to know if someone will insult me. Mm. Obviously, someone will respect me as a person.
Mm.
So when I saw you and your sister, because you know we're in church.
Yeah.
The first thing I did was I noticed how Chioma was talking. She was so bold, and then I saw it in you. I was like, "Damn,
what are these girls? Damn. Now my mama, now my mama Jean, my mama not a fear human being." Damn. Ah,
and then
my mother is not scared of anybody.
Then when we spoke at the square, you know, Amsterdam Square in Ilorin, you guys know Ilorin, you know. You spoke and you were so, it was like you knew so much, but you didn't know so much.
Yeah. So at that point in time, I'm sure that's how it was for me.
Yeah.
Imagine me now knowing so much.
Yeah.
And being on that same level.
Yeah.
See, I'm not scared of anybody's father. Who the fuck is your father? Sorry, but what?
Hi.
One time like this, I was somewhere and one keke man was doing anyhow. You guys, I brained insults on that man. It's not a proud thing to say. This man got pained. The way I bring this out on him, I was like, bro, I might even scrap this pattern, but maybe not. But I'm not really, really scared of a whole. I think those are the risks I take.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost even the same thing. I still move around at night, COVID period, and that. Yeah. I think I settle down and think of what I fear. That should be a thing, but I don't know, Sha. And I don't know how I'll put it. I can be scared, but I'm not. I don't fear. I don't know if that works.
Don't ask, when you left Lauren 2017 and you didn't come back, what happened to you at that point in time? Like, from when you left until now, like, how has it been?
Huh. Okay, when you say what changed, my life in general, Sha, in 2017, I was a mama's girl. In 2018, I started learning how to be. I used to say something. I would even write something and say, I am an overgrown child. So in 2018, I would write about being an overgrown child. In 2019, I saw life in a different way. Trust me, guys. I've seen Shege in this world. I don't know if I'll ever talk about it, but yeah. In 20...
Because why do you think you never talk about it?
Because they're like my dark faces.
Okay.
They're like, you know how you have dark moments in your life.
Have you ever wanted to have closure?
When you say closure, I've forgotten what that means.
You know, there are people who need some certain type of peace.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm. Okay, so it's not about closure.
Yeah, so... while we're speaking, people came around, so we have to...
Take a pause and stuff.
So, you know, when people get, let's say, you lost a family member in a very, very bad way, maybe a murder or something, or a stampede, and then people don't really come out and tell you how or what happened. You know.
Then after
when you ask for closure, you know, when you ask, yes, you're like asking for clarity. You get for peace of mind to know, okay, this is exactly what happened to your person, then getting it that okay, this has happened, I have to let go and stuff.
Okay. Yeah. Huh, closure.
But it's just
I feel like to an extent, yeah. So that was 2020. Then 2021. It's not okay. So 2020 that was COVID. Oh god, 2020 was the worst year of my life, Sean. I swear, 2021 has not been bad. 2020 has not been bad. 2020 marks the worst year of my life. And it's something that I always talk about, and maybe never ever would I. Mm-hmm. Maybe never ever will I.
Okay.
Shall I? I don't even know anyone, Sham. But yeah, closure for some things. Yeah, because even before 2020 was the worst year. 2019, 2018, terrible stuff. But like, it wasn't bad. It was bad, but I mean, life happens now. You move on. You can't. Even if you want to soak over whatever is happening to you, the days are moving. Before you know, you see yourself in the next year. So what do you do? Soak?
So you know that's something that a lot of people didn't learn on time. I'm guilty of that. You know.
Okay, get you.
I had so much issues growing up, you know. So much issues. And I soaked on them a lot.
You were forgetting that time was not soaking with you.
Exactly. Then when I realized this, I would not say it was already late, but about 2 years had gone. So I started trying to
make up
for those times, you know. So truth is, it didn't really bang for me until when I came to Ilorin. You know, Ilorin was like the year that a kickstart happened. You know, I came into Ilorin 2016, 2017, then left, you know. So Ilorin was the year that gave me that, okay, now I've started something again.
Yeah.
Let me push ahead.
Let me continue.
From 2011 till, you know, then was just back and forth. And, you know, this has happened to youths of nowadays. And everybody just wants to just blame it on any every other thing except themselves. The truth is, our country, yes, is fucked up. And everything is surfing.
But the country doesn't even wait for you.
Yeah, so the country doesn't wait. So even if you keep on saying it's bad, it doesn't wait.
Let me give you a short scenario. So my friend is in my house right now, and I told her to help me buy gas. And the last time I bought gas was $7.50.
Yeah.
She told me that the gas is $8.50.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, what's up? And I'll ask people at the hub that I better go, you guys, where you bought gas last? Somebody said you bought gas last week, $7.50. I told her that she please go to that place. She went to that place, so like, is it 950 or 900? I'm not even joking, like this today. So it's like, Nigeria is not waiting for you. Am I not going to eat?
Yeah.
Did I buy that gas or not? Do you understand? So it's like, nobody's waiting for you.
So I'll just tell, you know, youths and guys out there, you know, when you think you've made a wrong decision or something bad has happened to you or something bad is happening, just know it's a phase. No matter how you want to say it. No matter how bad it wants to look like that, let's say you lost a loved one, just pass through that period.
It's a phase.
Yes, it's a phase.
You will stay in it for a long while, but you need to know that you have to leave.
Yes.
You yourself, you have to take yourself out of that phase.
Out of that, yes.
Bro.
Yes, yes.
You go tired.
Yes. Because if you keep on with the mindset that, this,
I'm
trying
real.
To blame. You know, at that point in time, you begin to blame people around you. You didn't care about me. You didn't check up on me. You didn't call me. You didn't provide for me. All this will keep making you stay there. It's like you're a shovel. Those excuses are what you dig yourself in.
I listened to something with someone, and he said, okay, I listened to a podcast, and Rodney Omokache, the young god, he said something. He was like, go out.
Right.
Like, if you are depressed or something, you need to go out and see that light, bro. If you sit inside of your house, you would not see it. Like, even if it means that you walk, take a walk or something, because this is no therapy session. But I mean, fresh air what matters. In case you're in Uyo,
fresh air and smiles on people's faces. You know, it helps you.
Yeah.
Help you.
I mean, in case you're in Uyo, you can come to the park. I will follow you. So
while we're speaking, Domino's came in.
Yeah.
And yeah.
You guys,
it smells really nice.
People are doing a whole lot to survive in this country, shower. But I mean, I go talk about that one another day.
Yeah, another day.
Yeah, including Domino's.
So remind us.
Yeah. So Felix, can you remember any like eventful stuff that has happened? One eventful thing that you can recall from when we were together in Ilorin?
How was that
in Ilorin? Okay, you already spoke about that.
Yeah,
you said.
I think eventful. See, Ilorin, because of how, so we did not mention one of our very close friends then, Eunice. So learning the, for me, I think every day is eventful. You just need to pick out the events that matter most in a particular day and then remember it. Because we had time where we went out, we spoke, went to church, we snapped pictures, you know, we have these picture sessions.
I think the picture sessions were always mad. And we would dress up for Sunday.
I am telling you, I still have most of those pictures, you get.
I'm so glad Felix still has all those. I think for me it was really the pictures, and sometimes when guys would sneak to girls' hostel.
That's what I wanted to say.
Girls go to boys' hostel. Yeah. And the hostels were like two different areas apart.
Far apart.
But we'll still go. What?
Okay, remember when the director caught, you know, came and saw guys
inside the hostel.
But we hid and then jumped through the back fence. You know, these things.
And there was this annoying security man at girls' hostel.
What's his name again? Monday.
He was so annoying. Do you think you would want to live in Uyo?
I definitely love Uyo already.
Or would you go back to Lagos?
But let me say this. Realism is where you say, okay, this is what is on ground. And faith is when what is supposed to be happens to you regardless of what you want to happen. You get, like, it was, I never thought it would be possible for me to school in Abia.
That's true. I never saw you school in Abia.
All my mind was in learning. I was going to continue learning till I was done, but then here I am in Abia, you know, and stuff. So is it, I don't want to stay in Lagos. Not because of I don't like Lagos, no, but because of I don't think I would want that kind of life, you know, that I lived through in Lagos before I left.
You know one thing? Sorry. I want to go to Lagos and experience Lagos and then see for myself. Because from afar, I want to live in Lagos. And everybody sees me as a weird and odd person. But you guys,
trust me, Lagos is fun. But first things first, if you want to enjoy Lagos, have your private car.
But that's first by the first. Way.
Yeah, so that's by the way. Then, secondly, I want to stay in Uyo because of the environment. It's everything. it's everything I love about the place. It's very foreign. You get, like, this is 8 o'clock in the night and the street lights are well lit. Like, I know that they're surely going to be boys that are
when Nigeria.
But I know that I could see them coming.
Yeah, yes.
You get
exactly.
So if I'm going to choose, I want to stay in Uyo. I want to continue my life in Uyo based on
how what you've seen.
Yeah, based
right
on what
now.
I've seen. But
if it changes,
if it decides that no, I can't continue here, if I don't get a job, if I don't get a life, you know, you know, you have to have a life to enjoy where I am, you know, where I want to stay. So I need to get a career going. So yeah, so that's just it.
What's your favorite Nigerian food?
Ah, trust me, jollof rice, plantain, and then chicken.
Okay, not
because of its cliche, but it just gets you going. Gets you going. There is excitement, you know. Growing up, you have this childish thing when you see jollof rice and chicken and plantain. You get, please, plantain is like the top. It's unbeatable. It's unbeatable.
You know, on Twitter.
Yeah.
I you know all these threads that you question threads. I guess they said, what's your comfort food? Funny thing is, first thing that came to my mind is jollof rice, but I was like, not really. But like jollof rice could actually pass, cause especially if you I wish I should have told you guys that Market Square.
Yeah.
They used to make sweet jollof rice. Oh my god.
So jollof rice, and then in Lagos we call it ejadindi, fried fish. See, fried fish and some like juice or something, many slabs. You get me?
Many slabs.
Yeah, slabs is there. So I would say, minus the normal jollof rice, plantain, you know, I would say I love anything you do with beans. Anything
but
beans.
This guy likes a lot of Nigerian food. It's okay.
You know how flexible beans is?
It's okay.
Beans and bread, beans and pap, beans and yam.
Beans and bread,
beans and potato.
Like, beans and spag.
Yeah.
That one exists.
I see, in Ilorin, I started it. I don't know if you can.
Beans and potatoes. It was in Ilorin we stayed. It's me and my sister.
Serious.
Beans and sweet potatoes.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
It is this. I don't know if you have seen my hands or.
But it was this lit. Yeah. Like when you put like your thumb and the other finger, you're like, is this lit? That's how it was.
What about you?
Favorite Nigerian food. Do you know what food is? I always ask people that. I don't know. Okay, my own. Okay, I like. groundnut soup and tuwo shinkafa.
So please, anytime I get to a new city or a new place, I'm going to go on like a recorded call, whatever, with Priscilla, because I need to taste new
experiences,
delicacies.
Yes, that could be a series.
Because because I'm very rigid when it comes to my type of meals. Because growing up, I selected a lot, so I'm always very rigid with. So I have this regimen of my meal. So I have it in my head that I can only mix A and B together, B and C together. You get, so it's just there. It's unwritten, but it's there. You get like the British Constitution. Just there. You know, yeah, this and this can go, and this and that can go, and this and that can go. Or this and this could not go. You should never try it.
Yeah. All right, Felix. For me, that's I'm done with everything I want to like ask and talk about. Do you have anything you want to ask me? Okay, one more thing, Sha. Can you read like anything you've written? A short piece of poem that you wrote on your phone or something. I don't mind. I'm sure you have anything you've written of late. I'm sure there's something. It should not be so long, at least. Something that can even resonate with people. About life, your life, or something.
Okay. So I'm going to read out the poem I wrote for Priscilla. I wrote it 26th July 2017.
Oh!
Yeah, 4:09 p.m. So, let me my reading voice.
Yes, it's that one! It's that one, you guys! Do you know how I remember? This is your hips. Oh, you guys, I feel like. Take it in. So, you have to say, not send it to me.
Sorry, I'll send it to you. So, it's. Let me get my voice. See you guys.
Yeah, ready? I know that thing. You have to have your artistic voice. Your poetic voice. Yeah.
Oh, you amazing mermaid, with beauty as ancient, magnificence as the pyramid, tall and confident you stand, your personality stand no equal, I admire. Oh, you fragile-hearted mermaid, sweet and fragrant are you, Athena, Helen, Aphrodite, rival they stand not, God showed off with your creation, I weaken at your sight. Oh, you goddess of beauty, nature I see in your lips, sweeping masculinity off his feet, your hips move sinuously, your smile, the rising of the sun, your presence overshadows summer, you I drew.
It's something that I say, you know, really say, this kind of poem, this. Don't worry, guys. Please send that thing to me.
I will.
You guys, I said this piece, I might even send it to the guy. He said that, what kind of friend is that? which rubbish friend should you have that is talking about your hips
so
like this?
I want to give them like an assignment.
It's an assignment.
this is like, when I wrote this poem, I gave them and told them to check it out. And I didn't expect them to know it because they don't engage in it. So it's like this. In areas covered from eyes, I take you my love too, with a kiss that sweeps me to a drag that unsettles me. Time and time I dodge thee, but thy sweet sensation retains me close. Your red lips attracts me with your silk white gown, as bright and soft as silk. Sorry, my phone ended. As bright and soft as silk. Oh, how I long for you. When I feel downtrodden, it's you I write this for. Like, if you guys can get me, like, the meaning of what.
I'll definitely post it.
Yeah,
but Felix is like, I want to say your ideal poet, but he's not. No. I love his art, I love his style of writing. And
I'm more of a Chinua Achebe writer, you know, so we're more of the simple languages.
Yeah.
Not the evolution, you know,
condensed.
Complex,
yeah.
So we did, when we did literature in the Ilorin, we studied different type of writings. I don't know if you remember.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, so there are two classes of Nigerian writers. They are the ones who fashion themselves in the Wolesho Yinka way, and the ones who fashion themselves in the Chinua way. And one person who fashioned herself in the Chinua way that is thriving today is Chimamanda. You get? They are more of the, you could see the imagery and symbolism in what they are trying to do or how they are trying to do it. But then you have to be able to think. You get, because art, I think art in general is your mind moving. You get, and that's, and I think that's how I got very close to Priscilla. She could see with her the eye of her mind. You get, and Eunice too. They could see with the eye of their mind. And then Queensley, I would never forget Queensley. She made me understand that you could study and then be what you studied. You get? There are people who study and then you don't see it in them. Like Priscilla now, you could see how cool she loves the arts. Like people just do the art and you don't see it in how they react. But how you dress, the arts you come out, how you talk, how you speak, you know, the songs you listen to. Yeah. So.
And one noteworthy thing, this is now my eventful experience that I can remember. I remember Felix introducing me to John Bellion. God, I went this podcast with that. Oh my God!
Yeah, John Bellion, The Human Condition. Please listen to that when you are, when you want to be in your best state of mind. You're going to love yourself.
You guys, peace out. I mean, it's me, your host, and this is The Scribe. Follow Felix on, please tell them your on handles.
Okay. Mostly follow me on Twitter. It's just look for His Royal Iboness.
Yeah.
Or, because that's like my name on Twitter, then for the handle, it is Barista. BARHWRISTER. Let me say it again. BARHWRISTER. Or His Royal Iboness.
Yeah. You guys, you know the drill now. Follow us, share, subscribe, rate us on every social media audio listening platform.
It's getting cold.
You guys, bye. Felice, thank you.